This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you so much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World, and what a great hour we've got lined up for you, because we're going to be shining the spotlight on Motor Trend Magazine, my alma mater, and in particular, the best driver's car of the year. Saw the issue the other day, and it looks spectacular, and we're going to be joined by a very special member of the Motor Trend team upcoming, and we're going to spend this entire hour talking all about this particular award and the players involved in the competition. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us. It's toll-free, so feel free from anywhere across North America, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you're listening on one of our great radio stations, one of our great affiliate stations, we want to thank you very much. If you're listening online at GCNlive.com, thank you as well. Don't forget, GCNlive.com also has podcasts, it has archives, it has on-demand, and if you go to my website, AutoWorldRadio.com, we have an international caller line. So if you're listening someplace, I get lots of emails from all over the world, and if you're listening to us live at this moment, you would like to call in, dial that number, we'll put you at the top of the list, or as broadcaster Art Bell used to say, we'll put you on the wild card line. Well, as many of you know, I'm a lifelong automotive geek, to say the least, and I've been doing this radio program actually since 1992, and I've done a lot of other automotive radio programs along the way. I did Car Crazy Radio with Barry McGuire. I did Motor News Weekly. I did Haggerty, a classic car show called Haggerty's Inside Classic Cars, but my favorite time was a period from 1999 to late 2010, call it 2011. I started out in Motor Trend as the news anchor on the radio show, which debuted late in 1999, as well as the substitute host. And then about a year and a half later, the original host, Alan Masters Taylor Smith Barney Jones, he was sent elsewhere, and I took over as the radio host. And not only, unlike Alan, not only did I do the radio show, but I also wrote for the magazine. I wrote articles. I also had a blog. When Angus McKenzie came along, he gave me a blog called Radioactive. I also did streaming television myself, along with Gene Jennings, formerly of Automobile Magazine, and Angus. We did that in 2010, and that was a blast. I have so many great memories of Motor Trend, and if I could wave a magic wand, I'd love to be back there right now. But joining us to tell us all about 2016 at Motor Trend, and in particular the 2016 Best Driver's Car, is a gentleman who I am very much a fan of. He's a great writer and a great member of the Motor Trend staff. He's a senior feature editor. He's the one and only YouTube star, Johnny Lieberman. Johnny, how you doing?
Hey, Bob. Good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much for joining us. This is great. We got to get you on.
Wind up. That was no one's ever said anything about me. That was nice.
Well, you do a fantastic job with all the great video presentations, and of course, folks, after we talk about it here on the radio, can log on to YouTube and see a great piece that you put together on the driver's car of the year. That looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a crazy thing. That was me and Jason Camisa. I have to also mention Anthony Esposito, our director. And we worked very hard on it. They actually wrote the script. I didn't actually participate in that, but of course I was in it for 40 minutes, and it was, I think it was like an 8 or 9 day shoot. It was crazy. Unprecedented, I would say, in the history of American car magazines doing videos, like a 9 day shoot for a single episode. It was just very intensive. It was, wasn't fun, but it was a lot of work.
Yeah, that's what folks don't realize.
That's my work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work. It is fun. It's a labor of love. But, you know, when you're on the Motor Trend staff and you're on the road doing Car of the Year or doing some of the top speed tests that we did back in my day, I remember back in 2004, 2005 or so, we rented the bowl, it's called the Ford high-speed oval in Arizona, and we brought in the then supercars, the Ferrari Enzo, which we had to borrow from an owner, and
sure.
We brought
and
in...
By the way, that's still very true of Ferraris. If you want to do anything with them, you have to borrow. Not much has changed.
And then we had the Carrera GT, and we had the Ford GT, and we did... you know, we all got a chance to do some great laps in those vehicles, and it was quite a production. But the day started at 5 a.m. because when you're doing a lot of photography and the early days of video, that's when these days begin. And quite often on the Motor Trend side of the fence, when you're on an of the year event or a best driver's car event. It can be an 18-hour day, Johnny.
Yeah, well, it was about nine of them. Yeah, I mean, we were, you know, we're at, for a lot of them, we're at Mazda Raceway Laguna Seca, and, you know, the track is hot from approximately, I can't remember, 9 to 4 or 9 to 5. I think it's 9 to 4. But so we're allowed, you know, on the track, we just can't actually be driving quickly. So we do a lot of our asset capture, so photo and video stuff, before the track goes hot. So sun's up, you know, we're doing this in July, so sun's up at, I don't know, 5:45, so we're there. And, yeah, and we leave when the sun goes down. I mean, it's crazy. Because we have to, you know, execute not only the video but also the magazine story, and in the meantime, and that, you know, is a whole bunch of photographs. In fact, if you look on the MotorTrend.com, you can just Google 2016 Best Driver's Car, 180 photos in that story online right now, and yeah, so it's a lot of work. But you know what, the cars are fun too, so it's not the worst kind of work.
Absolutely. I mean, this is it as far as I'm concerned. I've said it a billion times, but we are truly living in the golden age of vehicles, especially if you're an arrested adolescent like myself, and I imagine you would put yourself in that category as well.
I'm 12. I'm 12. That's my wife.
Exactly. I mean, this is the stuff that dreams are made of when you look at the modern American muscle cars, not to mention all these cars that we're going to talk about today, all the players in the driver's car of the year. I mean, who would believe, you know, that those folks at FCA would be making a 707-horsepower Challenger and Charger, and who would believe that you guys have one for a whole year? I noticed
it's
you...
It's parked in my driveway right now. In fact, we went out to brunch yesterday, and my wife's not drinking, so I had some champagne with her friends, and she was driving home, and she was kind of complaining, say, things too big. I don't know. I go, baby, you realize you're actually driving people's dreams, you know? Like, people go, this is a dream car. And she's just like, I don't like it. It's too big. It's too red. You know, too noisy.
It sounds
yeah,
like my
no,
wife.
I know. you know, and not to pick on women. I mean, I have lots of female friends, like my friend Julie, begging me to bring it over so she can see the
thing. Of course.
So but to your point, I mean, yeah, 707 horsepower, big comfy family sedan. It's a wonderful time to be in the cars.
And I love the expression. I'm sure FCA didn't name it, but you guys have nicknamed the interior color brothel red. That is perfect. Straight ahead, more with Johnny Lieberman. This is Auto World. And I can't stop. Gotta keep moving on.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-219-1331. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help now at 800-219-1331. 800-219-1331. 800-219-1331.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're coming at you live all across North America with radio stations like the information station AM 800, CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, KPAM, 50,000 watts of power, Portland, Oregon. Everybody also listening down in Atlanta on WCFO and everywhere, coast to coast, border to border. Thank you so much for being here. Johnny Lieberman joins us live from the greater Los Angeles area. He is senior feature editor and one of the folks that stars in a great number of YouTube videos from Motor Trend, and we're talking about the Driver's Car of the Year for 2009. Before we talk about the players, I remember when Angus came on the scene, Johnny, and it was actually during a Car of the Year event is when he first arrived, and I remember having a beer with him, and he was saying at that time, and this is probably like 2004 or so, you know, he was saying, you know, this is not a magazine, you know, this is a 24/7 news operation, and that's what Motor Trend has really evolved into, because it isn't like the old days. I mean, the car companies, you know, used to just center around the North American shows, but now there are press releases going out every day. I mean, you could do news every day of the week, a whole TV program of automotive news.
Yeah, I mean, we almost do. It's crazy. I mean, you know, the world has changed. You know, you have a whole generation of kids who have never purchased a magazine. Just never done it. So to confine yourselves as well, we're just a magazine. It's a slow suicide. So I like to think of Motor Trend as we're platform agnostic. We don't care how you get our content, just get our content. If it's YouTube, if it's Snapchat, if it's Instagram, if it's Facebook, we're there, and we're putting a ton of you know, quality content up in every type of medium. So it just doesn't matter. And we still have a great magazine. So
it was Angus, it was the gentleman who decided to add the Best Driver's Car Award back in 2009. And for 2016, let's look at the players one by one here.
Sure.
We'll do them in alphabetical order, starting with the return of the NSX. We have been waiting so long for this.
Yeah. Interesting car. not the Grand Slam home run that the first generation one was, and as Angus, since we're talking about it, always says, you know, it's the car that forced Ferrari to get serious. Like, you actually have to make good cars. It's just not enough to have a Ferrari badge. This one's interesting. It's a three-motor hybrid with a 3-liter twin turbo, 2.5 liter twin turbo V6. What's neat is that, you know, since it's turbocharged, obviously you're going to have a little bit of turbo lag, but because it has electric motors, that's a new term to know, torque fill. So as soon as you hit the pedal, the electric motors, which produce max torque at zero RPM, in other words, before they start rotating, they move the car. So it's incredibly quick off the line. It's 0 to 100 feet is probably unparalleled in the, you know, maybe a Tesla's right there. And then the turbo motor takes over and thing is gone like a rocket ship, and the front wheels are actually only electrically powered. There's no mechanical the engine, I should say, doesn't drive the front wheels.
Sure.
And since each wheel has its own motor, they can do real torque vectoring. So in other words, one wheel can actually spin in a different direction than the other. And so it makes the car kind of counterintuitive, almost like an aero car. So like with an aero car, to get better handling, you have to go faster. That's how you create more downforce. But, you know, obviously, normally if you feel like your car is going out of control, your natural reaction is to hit the brakes. So the same is true with the NSX, where if you want more handling, you have to give the car more throttle to make those front wheels torque vector more aggressively. And so it takes a little bit of getting used to. And then I was talking to an Acura engineer, and he was saying, what do you think of the NSX? I go, it's fast and it's neat, but, you know, just like the stuff that we kind of obsess over, like, you know, steering feel, there isn't it. And he goes, yes, we did that on purpose, because if you felt what the front wheels were actually doing, you'd be horrified. So, you know, we totally numbed that out. So it's a strange car in that regard.
That's interesting. I wasn't aware of that. Can't wait to get behind the wheel. I know that the numbers are very limited for the press for this time period, but hopefully one of these days. The original NSX was also known for affordability. Originally, of course, it creeped up in price over the years. Acura, of course, has priced this one in 2016 style. And the other thing I wanted to ask you, Johnny, is the the day-to-day livability. That's the other thing that the NSX was famous for, is that here's a car you could drive to work every day. Could you do that with the 2017?
No. So, you know, it's probably very reliable. I'll give it that. I don't know. We're not Consumer Reports. I have no idea on long-term reliability. However, you know, back in the day, like, you know, Ferraris wouldn't start. It's kind of, you owned a Lamborghini. If it didn't catch fire, it would just sit in your driveway broken. The cars are all pretty good, right? They start, you know. So Honda doesn't really have that going for them. And then it's one of the most ergonomically weird cars I've ever been in. Like, there are no pockets in the doors for, like, sunglasses. There's no pocket on the roof for sunglasses. There's no place, and again, like, you know, wow, you don't need this in a supercar. It's true, you don't need it, but all the others have it, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
There's no place for your phone. There are cup holders, but they live in the glove box, and you have to take them out of the glove box and plug them in. And if you have a passenger in the car, they plug in where the guy's, or the, you know, whoever, the guy or girl's left leg is. So your choice is, you know, hydration or passenger. Can't have both. So it's not very livable day to day. And then the trunk is bad and hot, and because the front of the car is, you know, batteries and electric motors, the trunk is actually behind the engine because the car is made engine. So just like the original, you know, there's a trunk there, but it's lump. There's a big lump in the middle of it, and it's incredibly hot. Like, it just cooks whatever you have back there. And I remember this Ford engineer I was talking to him, I said, well, what? Why did you guys let this out of the factory? And he goes, oh, we benchmarked the Alfa Romeo 4C.
Oh.
What? You know? He goes, yeah, that was our benchmark for the trunk. I go, you picked literally the worst trunk on the market to benchmark. Like, come on, guys. So it's a strange, ergonomically speaking, it's a strange vehicle.
Sounds like it. Another player in the Driver's Car of the Year award was from Aston Martin, the V12 Vantage Aston.
Yes.
Anything with that Aston Martin name on it.
Actually, for a lot of reasons, just mostly because it was old school and the competition was so good, and it breaks my heart to even say this, but this car, which is a, you know, big V6 liter, 5.9 liter V12 with a manual transmission, it came in last place, and it was weird for me because it's one that I would actually love to have. And all three of these I'd actually love to own. It's one of them, but, you know, just for the power it has on paper, it doesn't deliver. It's a dogleg transmission, so you're sort of shifting backwards. In other words, you normally first gear four, in this case second gear four. So a lot of editors.
Wow. Hold that thought, Johnny. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're having all kinds of fun talking to Johnny Lieberman, senior feature editor for Motor Trend, the 2016 Driver's Car of the Year Award. And Johnny, before that hard network break, you were telling us about the frustrations of the Aston, such a beautiful vehicle, transmission.
It's such a cool recipe, right? I mean, right, you take the biggest engine you got, which this happens to be a 600 horsepower V12, or maybe it's 565, either way, and you drop it into your smallest car, right? So it's the muscle car. The problem is, you know, that Aston was first came out, the Vantage, 2007, I want to say, so it's a decade old at this point. As charming as it is, it just isn't, you know, as good as the other competitors in terms of our competition. That said, it's a lovely car, 200 units. It's going to be a classic. So I hated seeing it come in last place, but that's democracy for you.
Exactly. Audi has reworked, they call it the second generation R8. Guys had the V10 Plus. How did Audi's supercar fare?
Monster. I mean, just like a numbers car. So it was the quickest car in a straight line. I'm trying to find the exact number, but it was something kooky, like did the quarter mile in, I want to say 10.6 or 10.8 seconds. Incredibly weird numbers. I mean, just super freaky. 10.6. So quarter mile, 10.6 seconds. Naturally aspirated, right? So the big V10, 5.2-liter V10, dual-clutch automatic, all-wheel drive, but no turbochargers, no electric motors, no supercharger, and it was the quickest thing there. And then at Laguna Seca, it was the second quickest car, running a ridiculous lap, like something like, I think it was 134.23, actually. So, you know, one of the quicker cars, I think it was like the top 10 cars that have ever gone around Laguna Seca. The only car that beat it was the Dodge Viper ACR, which is, you know, for all intents and purposes, an actual race car. This is, yes, it has two seats, but, you know, you're talking about the NSX. Can you live with it every day? Like, oh, yes. You know, big trunk, lots of room inside. You can put a set of golf clubs behind the seats or a big duffel bag or something. And, you know, just a really livable car. Didn't place in the top three. It's kind of lacking a little bit of passion, let's say. A little kind of a sterile experience. And to some judges, and there's some understeer, some kind of unwanted oversteer, that type of thing. But quite an impressive car, lots of capabilities.
For 2016, BMW participated in the Driver's Car of the Year Award for Motor Trend with their latest incarnation of the M4. This is the GTS, which has a very unique feature that requires water. Tell our listeners.
Yeah, distilled water specifically. Yeah, no, it's got a big tank in the trunk, and it squirts distilled water into the intake plenum of the engine. Which cools down the charge, and you get 50 horsepower. So instead of 447 horsepower, you get 497, or maybe it's 493. I forget, but it's 50 more than stock. 493, yeah. And yeah, it's the last thing the M4 needed was more power. This car actually, they did a lot of lightweighting to it. They revised the suspension radically. It's got fully adjustable, like something like that. Each damper can be adjusted 1,000 different ways. For rebound and compression, then you also have like low speed compression plus high speed compression, so you can fiddle with that. It's got a real splitter, a real wing, so you get downforce, and it's a great track car. Trouble with it was kind of a crummy road car, and so it plays, I think, actually 11th place in our competition. But again, another unicorn, 700 total, 350 coming to North America, 300 to the U.S. $136,000, and they all sold out before anybody drove one.
Wow.
So, but, yeah.
Chevrolet.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, it sounds like a really interesting car, and I didn't realize there were such limited numbers on it. Total collectible.
Super, yeah, yeah. And they've been doing this, you know, they had a previous gen, you know, it was an M3 at that point, but it was a GTS, and they've had special M3s the whole time. They've always been Europe, or at least, you know, not U.S. They've been available in other markets. So this is the first one that was not only available in the U.S., but, like, you know, most of the allocation U.S.
That's cool. Chevrolet participated with the Camaro SS in 1M e-trim. Makes sense.
This thing, this is David killing Goliath, man. This, we were blown away by this car. $45,000, and it's essentially a wheel and tire package. Different tuning on the magnetic suspension, but this car placed fourth.
Wow.
Some judges, including myself, voted it a little higher. Just a stud. I mean, this car in a straight line, you know, would hang with cars like the BMW we were just talking about, which makes about 50 more horsepower. It was exactly as fast in a straight line as the Shelby GT350R, which makes, you know, 526 horsepower. The Camaro was, you know, our 2016 car of the year, principally because it's just a great sports car. And then the 1LE package, which I think about $5,000, on top of the regular SS. Totally worth it. You get a real track car that can, you know, hang with the big boys. And in fact, around Laguna Seca, Randy Post, our driver, he was quicker in the 1LE than he was in the previous generation Z28. Remember, the Z28 was super exotic, like spool valve suspension, 305 square tires, giant carbon ceramic brakes, a 7-liter hand-built motor, and this $45,000 Camaro was quicker.
Amazing.
But just a real stud of a machine. Yeah.
Al Lopenizer, the engineer of the Camaro, is a good friend of mine, and he was proud of the previous generation Z28. And can't wait to see, of course, the production ZL1 with its Z06 sourced engine, and that will be a very interesting car to drive, and be interesting to see if they do follow up with a Z28 as well.
Oh, you know they are. In fact, I saw a camouflage one running around one day. It's definitely good. But, you know, Al and I talk pretty frequently, and he just will not stop. You have to drive the ZL1. You have to drive the ZL1.
Yeah.
So that's coming soon, end of December, or mid-December, I think,
oh, that's
the official launch. Yeah,
I think I could easily fall in love with that car, I can tell you.
As they're saying.
Yeah. The Viper ACR, like you say, that's a race car. Good friend, journalist Stephen Cole Smith.
It's a race car, and I think what a lot of people maybe don't get about it is, you know, Vipers always have this reputation for, oh, they're scary, it'll bite you, or something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, they largely got rid of that for the fifth generation car. You know, I've never found it scary. I've driven probably close to a dozen of them now. And I've driven, I think, three different ACRs, and they have the best tires in the world. And I don't mean they're going to last the longest. I don't mean if it snows, they're going to help you in any way, but for a performance tire, they are the top. They're made by Kumho. They're just these strange tires that now I hear rushing out in 10 different sizes because they're so effective. So at low speeds, you have these incredible tires that never let the car misbehave in any way. And then at high speeds, that giant wing and all the ground effects take over, and you have, you know, up to, I think, something like 1,400 pounds of downforce. And to give you an idea of what that's comparable to, to give you an idea, the McLaren P1, which, you know, again,
sure,
more than $1 million hand-built hypercar with blah, 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 much more power. That car makes like 1,300 pounds of downforce. So the ACR creates more usable downforce. The P1 makes something like 1,000 or close to 1,000 horsepower. The Viper only, in quotes, makes 645, yet Randy has gone around Laguna Seca 3 seconds faster in the ACR than he has in the P1. And it's just, you know, Dodge's engineers, they're absolutely incredible. Like, hats off to them.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Not an ideal street car. And that's why I think it was like seventh or something like that in our competition.
When we come back on the other side, we're going to tell you about the Shelby GT350R, the F-Type SVR, the Mercedes AMG GTS, the GTR from Nissan, the 911 Carrera, and we're going to tell you about the winner. Straight up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Konica, the German Shepherd that I rescued, was stinky, skinny, and scrawny, full of skin rashes and scratching. And I started feeding Konica Dynavite, and he became such a happier, itch-free, stink-free dog that I dug deeper into the website.
DINOVITE.com.
What if, in addition to Dynavite, we do the raw beef and the egg diet and see what happens? Forget all these 50-pound bags, the formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways. This dog's as close to a wolf as you can get. They're carnivores. With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and Super Omega on top of it, it just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit. It's unbelievable. Hey, if you're thinking about rescuing a dog, you got to start them out on Dynavite, DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine? Drive your automobile down the highway, man, on the road. Drive that automobile down the maze on the road. Who is that? That's the police? You better drive it careful on this highway road.
your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Since 2009, the Motor Trend staff have come out for Motor Trend's Best Driver's Car Week to thoroughly test, review, and film the top sports sedans, coupes, hatchbacks, and roadsters. And we're talking with Johnny Lieberman, senior feature editor with Motor Trend, about this year's players and what a great lineup. Let's talk a little bit about the Shelby GT350R, a vehicle with a very unusual crankshaft, which gives it quite the engine note.
Yeah, it's so loud. We do our road section in this little valley, and it was the only car there. And we're talking about 7,000 horsepower between the 12 cars, and it was the only car where we could hear the engine note, or the exhaust note, I should say, bouncing off the canyon behind us. It's crazy. Flat plane crank V8. It's a neat car. It was our second place finisher. It sounds special going to pick up your dry cleaning. I was great on the racetrack. A lot of people wanted this car to win. You know, it's priced right, although, you know, I think it's something like $68,000. But you can't get them at a dealership for less than $92,000. The dealer's just putting the, you know, $25,000 beers tax, essentially. But you know what? It's worth the money because I've driven, you know, like a Porsche GT3, and the Shelby's better. It's just a phenomenal car.
And down the road, rumors are bouncing around there. Perhaps we'll see a dual clutch in the 350, and perhaps that 10-speed automatic that we're also going to see in the Z01 develop concurrently with GM with a GT500. That will be cool down the road. Let's talk about
Give
us your thoughts about the dual clutch. Will that make it a better driver's car, or is that box?
Here's the thing. Look, I mean, we got a crazy time out of that car. I was going to say, like a 136.1 or something, which makes it quicker than a Ferrari 458 Italia. So I don't know if it needs to be any quicker on track, honestly. And, I think you'd lose something. You'd lose some of the wonderful feeling and just kind of specialness the car has if you got a dual clutch. That said, some people like dual clutches. Some people have knee problems, and they won't drive stick shifts. And so, you know, the only thing I would say, and I feel this way about the Ford Focus RS, when you do make a car manual only, you are making a statement. So what you're saying is, yep, we're not going to sell as many cars, but the cars we are going to sell are very, very special, and we're building them for people that love driving cars. So hats off to Ford for the R. Just an incredible vehicle.
Absolutely. I love the F-Type in coupe configuration. Ian Callum did such a wonderful job. And I have driven, of course, many renditions of the R, which has just an incredible exhaust note that I adore. For 2017, you can get the most powerful variant to date. They pumped up that 550 horsepower engine to 580 in SVR trim. How does this one drive, Johnny?
Yeah, 575 in U.S. horsepower, 580 metric or whatever the hell they do over there. This is one of the tragedies of the week. It was broken. When we had the car on the road, it was just horrible. We couldn't figure out what was going on. It turned out a rear toe link actually snapped. The curse of being British, I guess. But so everyone was driving this car, we're like, this is the worst one yet. Like, why did they have more power? Anyways, we told Jaguar this. Well, maybe something's wrong with it. Brought it to a dealer. Yep, sure enough. Fixed it. And then so we all drove it on the racetrack on Laguna Seca. Fixed. And it was like, oh, my, this car's incredible. Like, absolutely incredible. So it just sort of got lost in the shuffle, you know what I mean? Like, we weren't able to evaluate it the way we wanted to. I have a feeling a fully healthy SVR would have placed much, much higher than it did.
Yeah, that makes sense. Absolutely. Mercedes competed with the AMG GTS, and no more gullwing variants. This is the two-door traditional, but it's the S model, and I would imagine not a bad handler, but probably not at the top of the list.
Well,
bomb. Like the SVR, it was beset by tragedy. You know, the AMG GTS was winner last year for 2015. Absolutely amazing car. The AMG boys did just a terrific job. It's a rear-wheel drive car that puts power down like an all-wheel drive car. And again, this is what, back to your initial Hellcat, it only makes 500 horsepower, yet it feels like a 600 horsepower car. It's absolutely incredible. However,
let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.